From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. The Palestinian Authority today announced that it has arrested 15 Palestinian policemen, the first such move by Yasser Arafat against his own security personnel. Arafat has been under growing pressure to arrest militants involved in attacks against Israelis. Later today, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon authorized a meeting between Israeli and Palestinian security officials, a possible first step toward creating an atmosphere that could lead to a ceasefire. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports now from Jerusalem.
Israel maintains that Arafat must do more to convince the world that he's serious about reigning in violence. But these arrests, all in the southern Gaza Strip, mark the first tacit admission by Arafat that it's not just Islamist factions, such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad, that are behind the attacks, but also security forces associated with Arafat's Fatah movement. Palestinian security chief in Gaza, Mohammed Dahlan, said the Palestinian Authority will arrest anyone who violates Arafat's call to halt attacks. Israel's army chief, Lieutenant Shaul Mofaz, says of the more than 200 Israelis killed in the past 15 months, 80 are believed to have died at the hands of Palestinian security forces. The arrests come as the U.S. steps up pressure to bring the two sides together again, if only to discuss security issues. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke with both Ariel Sharon and Arafat yesterday, urging the resumption of talks. They were cut off when Sharon's government suspended contact with Arafat last week. Progress on the political front still appears to be a long way off. Despite the latest arrests and the closure of more Hamas and Islamic Jihad offices, Sharon said today that as far as he's concerned, Arafat is still doing nothing to end Palestinian terrorism. In a phone call with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Sharon complained that there have been 49 Palestinian attacks since Arafat called for an end to violence in a speech Sunday night. Foreign Minister Shimon Peres continues to take a slightly softer line. Today he hosted a European Union delegation, and he said Arafat is in fact doing something to rein in the militants, just not enough. Peres told Israeli radio that Israel would be prepared to pull out of Palestinian-controlled areas if it were convinced the Palestinian Authority had the situation under control.
Any place that they will take over Israel will immediately ease the restrictions and the closures. We have suggested, for example, to the Palestinians to take over Jenin or Nablus, where is today the center of many of the terroristic acts. If they'll take it over, we shall immediately withdraw our forces.
The EU has made clear recently that its Mideast policy tracks very closely with that of Washington. But Belgian Ambassador Wilfried Gaines says Europe is eager to bring the two sides back from the brink of all-out war.
We are more than ever ready to help because at this point the crisis is extremely severe. Everyone knows, I mean, the slightest new terrorist attack could bring us back to ground zero, ground minus zero.
Palestinians say the Peres offer to loosen Israel's grip on a few West Bank cities doesn't go far enough. They say what's needed is a complete easing of restrictions and then the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the territories. But Israel isn't willing even to discuss that while Palestinian attacks continue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.